All right, here we go, 6:14 on this Wednesday morning, January 14th. Almost done with the first month of 2026 already. Slight chance for showers. Whatever is left will be gone by around 8 o'clock. Highs of 64 today. Then I heard Peyton Malone earlier maybe say, get out the big heavy coat, which I like. Not because I'm necessarily a fan of the cold weather, but by golly, I bought a big heavy coat and I want to use it. At least occasionally. 51 for a high tomorrow. Plenty of wind as well. Highs of 66 Friday. Then looking at the weekend, nice. Highs in the 50s and plenty of sunshine. So get out and enjoy that. Ted Russ, did I tell you right now it's about 49 degrees? Well, if not, I'll just tell you that right now. It's about 49 degrees. Ted Rossman joins us now, our friend. He is a financial Bankrate senior industry analyst. Good morning, Ted. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. Thank you.
Let's talk about what President Trump is talking about with credit card interest rates.
Yes, he's talking about a one-year 10% cap, which would be a pretty dramatic reduction. Right now, the average credit card charges around 20%. Many people are actually paying 25%, 30%, sometimes even more. The highest credit card rates I see are around 36%. This is a big deal because millions of Americans have credit card debt. Roughly half of cardholders carry debt from month to month. Six out of every 10 with debt have had it at least a year. So it's a big pain point for people. I just worry that the 10% cap is so low that banks would react very negatively. They say they would cut back on access to credit, and that may actually have huge unintended consequences that could actually hurt a lot of the people who this is intended to protect.
So what would that look like, banks reacting and cutting back on credit?
The Electronic Payments Coalition and the Missouri Bankers Association did a study, and they estimated that about 90% of credit card holders could actually lose access to credit if a 10% cap were enacted. And that's really because of the risk assessment. Credit card debt is unsecured. It's not backed by a home or car or any other underlying asset. So banks' big worry is that people are not going to pay them back. And they say that 10% is just not a workable cap for them. They need to charge more than that to account for delinquencies and defaults and other overhead. So they say the reaction would be to just pull back on lending. And a lot of people just wouldn't be able to use credit cards anymore. Now, that seems like kind of an extreme reaction, but it just shows how far apart the two sides are on this issue. A 10% cap would be really, really low, considering that the current average is about double that. It's very hard to find a credit card rate in the single digits. There are 0% balance transfer promotions, of course. Those last up to a couple of years. But on an ongoing basis, I can think of very few credit cards below 10%. A handful of credit unions offer those to people with really good credit. But a lot of mainstream cards are more like 20 to 25%.
Did he say what the stated goal of this would be to lower it for 1 year to 10%?
It's really an affordability issue. It's part of this whole midterm campaign to make things more affordable, kind of like other proposals that we've seen recently about housing and other aspects of our finances. The 1 year part is interesting. Maybe that's an acknowledgement that one realizes this can't last forever, maybe it's somehow to make it more palatable to regulators or the courts. My understanding is that this is not something that can be done by executive order, that it would require congressional approval. Now, interestingly, there are a bipartisan group of senators who would love to see this happen, including some like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, who rarely agree with the president on policy proposals. You also have some Republicans like Senator Marshall from Kansas and Senator Hawley from Missouri who are behind this. So there is actually interesting bipartisan agreement. It seems, though, that it's one of those things that sounds better in theory than it would play out in the real world.
I got so many questions about this. First of all, how did it get to be legal to charge somebody 36% interest? I know, Nooney Noneck's been doing that for a long, long time. But when it comes to like credit cards and codified law, et cetera, is this the state or the federal government that regulates this?
Yeah, it's a good question. There is no federal cap on credit card rates for most people. There's a Military Lending Act that has a 36% cap for service members, and that's kind of become the unofficial ceiling for everybody. Even the highest rate cards for people with lower credit scores or store credit cards, those have very high rates. A lot of those top out around 36%. There was a 1978 Supreme Court case that declared that it matters where the bank is based, not the customer, with respect to state interest rate caps and usury laws. So really what that did was it incentivized banks to set up shop in states that either don't have a cap or have a very high cap. So if the bank is based in South Dakota or Delaware or Utah, these are some places that either have high caps or no cap, they can basically export that everywhere. So even if your state has a lower cap, if the bank is based in, say, South Dakota, they can charge essentially whatever they want or up to that state's cap, which is really, really high or non-existent. So that really incentivized a lot of banks to go to places like South Dakota.
I get the midterm campaign aspect of this, the political aspects of this, the financial part of this makes no sense to me, and I'll explain why when we come back. And you can tell me, Ted, if I'm on to anything or not. Ted Rossman, our guest, Bankrate senior industry analyst. The president wants to cap interest rates on credit cards at 10% for, correct me if I'm wrong, Ted, 1 year, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Which just raises a lot of questions on my part. We'll take a break, pick it up. We come back, 620, traffic now, WWL. Thank you, Joseph. We'll talk to you in a little bit. Ted Rossman rejoins us, Bankrate senior industry analyst. So here's the thing about President Trump wanting to reduce the interest rates on credit cards for 1 year only to 10%. I get the political part of that. But really, it goes the philosophy of credit cards. If you're going to use a credit card, a bank card, for a long-term loan, you're making a big mistake because you're going to find a better rate. If you need a loan, go get a loan. Now, I understand some people can't, and as a result, that makes them higher credit risks. So, therefore, the higher credit interest rate. I understand that. I get all of that. But the one-year thing, I don't get that at all, because that's not going to really incentivize people to pay it off because the interest rate is lower for 1 year, is it? I'm missing something here, or am I, Ted?
A one-year pause could give you a big upper hand on knocking down your debt, but you could actually already do that by signing up for a 0% balance transfer card. Mm-hmm. So you take your existing high-cost debt, you move it over to a card that in some cases won't charge interest for 2 years. So that's actually a better deal that's already out there. Now, it's a little different because you have to apply. Not everybody gets approved. But if you have good credit, and most people are in the right ballpark, you could sign up for the U.S. Bank Shield Visa, get 2 years interest-free, or the Citi Simplicity is 21 months. Wells Fargo Reflect is also 21 months. These balance transfer cards are a pretty amazing deal because if you have the average balance, which is around $6,500, you could pay less than $300 a month to be interest-free within 2 years, debt-free within 2 years. That's an amazing tailwind. So that would be my advice. Take matters into your own hands. Make your personal credit card rate zero. I just think the government price control angle could really backfire and lead to a lot less access to credit. But paying down your own debt is a really smart idea.
And I guess the other problem I have is that it seems as though, if anything, this would incentivize people to, well, hey, it's 10%. That's not bad, to run up a big credit card balance, and then it's not 10% anymore. Then they really find themselves in a hole.
That is a worry, yeah. I mean, definitely you want to use credit cards to your advantage. I do worry, though, that a 10% cap would lead to less access to credit. So if banks stop lending, are people going to turn to payday loans, or how are they going to afford daily life? A lot of people put practical things on credit cards, like groceries and car repairs.
It's kind of like being treated, this is going to sound terrible, for an STD. It's a little late after, by that time. It seems like the idea before that is to prevent anything from happening in the first place. I apologize for that analogy, Ted, but it's the best I could come up with traffic coming up and news and everything else. You have a great day, my friend.
All right, thank you. Have a good one.
You bet. Ted Rossman, Bankrate senior industry analyst. We'll take a break. We come back, we'll talk to David Schultz, a professor of political science at Hamline University, about independence. Are you actually independent or not? Because a lot of people say they are, but when it comes time to vote, goes back to the R or the D. And also, I'll ask him about President Trump. Has he changed politicking forever? Right now, 6:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Eno's Inn.